If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. Mybookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Of course I was going to bring back the old open. Here we go.
Okay.
I mean, it's just too good of an open to abandon. Know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Plus, you're back in Minnesota right now.
I am. I am back, getting everything packed up and ready to move. Gonna have a moving sale. Never done that before. Oh. Never had a garage sale. I got a lot to learn.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Not the great white north, but the great wet north, at least in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
it was 45 and rainy on the Wednesday before Memorial Day weekend.
Yep, same here.
These are the weather patterns that try the upper Midwest soul. It's just not right that it's still so mediocre that late into the spring. You know,
this is how you end up in southern Utah, Zabe.
Exactly. Yes. That's how you end up like you in southern Utah. So to pick up where we last left off, I sent you a metric ton of supportive emails, and I hope you got something out of that. Many, many, many listeners were just, you go, Charge. And there were some who actually knew the area that you had moved to.
Yep. I learned from one of your listeners that it's pronounced Zion, not Zion. It's Zion. I did not know that. And so that, Zion. 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 So I will not look
like
quite
Z-Y-E-N.
Zion. Like rhymes with lion, Zion. Yes. So I learned that. But here's the big thing. The big takeaway. Your listeners are freaking awesome. You sent me 20, 30 emails from listeners who were supportive, they encouraging, they were understanding of what I was going through. I can't express enough how much that meant to me in that moment. And I was in a tricky spot emotionally, and to have the support and feedback of your listeners, it really did. It meant a lot. And You know, you and I have had a lot of great moments, and I feel like it was all of the terrible, terrible segments that you and I have had together were all redeemed by your listeners 2 weeks ago.
The terrible segments. Well, I apologize because I was too gung-ho to ask a million questions, and I kept interrupting you to ask another question and almost didn't let you explain why the last 2 weeks were such hell. But thankfully, you insisted, and then I finally said, okay, yeah. What's the problem now? And you fully laid out just how tough the move was.
So, yeah, brutal. And I've learned a couple of new things about my city of Virgin since I talked to you last. And number one, firearms ownership required to live in Virgin, Utah.
I saw people sent that. Is that really an active law?
Yes, that is. Now, it's a law. I don't know if they enforce it or not, but I can tell you this much. My neighbors have already talked about going to the range.
Wow. And
this is all new to me, Zabe. This doesn't happen.
A well-armed Virgin, Utah is a safe Virgin, Utah.
Yes. So and I mentioned this to one of my super liberal friends.
They must have been horrified.
The first thing that came out of her mouth is, I bet there's no crime. And I thought to myself, oh, I should throw this in her face. But I didn't do it. But the fact that that's where she went first tells me that implicitly she understands. It's a crime deterrent.
Because deep down, the liberal heart knows what it wants. It just can't say it because it goes against their orthodoxy of peace, love, and kumbaya. Can't we all get along? And we know you're a criminal and a recidivist and you've done horrible things, but by golly, it's probably because your mommy didn't hug you enough. So we're going to hug you right now with free stuff. And that'll make it okay, and then you'll turn into a good person. Narrator, it doesn't turn them into good people.
Well, it was – so I thought that was – and I got to – so now what I got to figure out, and I will ask the collective wisdom of your listeners again if they're so inclined. What gun do I buy?
I've never
owned a gun.
Here we go. Listen.
What do I buy? I don't know. Do I buy a handgun? Do I buy an automatic rifle?
Yes.
Do I buy a shotgun?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a great starter kit right there. By the way.
Yes, and yes.
So you have now unlocked an absolute double flood of emails because let me tell you, gun people love helping other newbies go shopping for Second Amendment accessories. So yes, you're going to get plenty of suggestions. I once asked my brother, and I am not a gun owner, as far as anyone knows. If you're listening to this and you're thinking about coming to rob my house, yes, I own many, many guns. I'm quite proficient. I will shoot your eye out. Okay. But I don't own guns, mainly because I'm just like, I'm not that into it. I don't really want to shoot anybody, but I know in theory you need to prepare yourself to shoot somebody, but I don't know if I'm there yet. And I just don't want the overhead of it. Got to have it, got to shoot it, got to clean it, got to maintain it, got to store it, got to keep it safe. It just seemed like a lot of expense for something I'm not that into. You know, if I was into it, then I would want to have them. And then I got to get a gun safe for it and everything else. But we had talked and I said to my brother, in theory, what's a good starter kit? And he said basically like a Sig Sauer pistol, some sort of AR.
Sauer. Okay.
Yeah, or like a Glock. A Glock 9. Okay.
And those are handguns,
yes,
right? Those
handgun, are handguns. Yeah, handgun. Like a Glock 9 would be a good handgun. And then something like a some kind of AR type rifle, even demonized as they are. They're very lightweight, powerful, and excellent. And then maybe a sawed-off shotgun for home defense. So you can just go, blah, blah, somebody comes
right.
in.
Right. I mean, Isn't that the, I mean, if my primary use case, it would in theory be home defense, although I really think I'm in a very safe neighborhood, but you know, regardless,
right.
Isn't a shotgun the thing you want? Because I don't even have to be very accurate.
No.
The scatter will slow anybody down. They take, you know, they take one or two pellets and you know, they've got a new problem and I don't have to worry about being accurate.
Exactly. Now, I said sawed-off shotgun. I don't think that's even legal, by the way, because it spreads.
No, it's not legal.
Right, but you can get ones that are kind of similar, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm on.
Well, just how about shotgun? What's wrong with just shotgun?
Yeah, sure. Get
now,
a shotgun.
Nobody takes a shotgun to the range, though. So if you're going to have fun at the range, the shotgun is not. Nobody brings a shotgun to the range, right? It's all about
not
and
true.
And stuff like that.
No, well, not to the range, but you would take a shotgun to go skeet shooting.
Oh, you know, well,
for hunting.
Okay.
You know, that's shotguns are hunting guns. So you'd take them to go skeet shooting, trap shooting, that kind of stuff, which is quite fun. I mean, your governor, Tim Walz, he's a great shotgun guy. Just watch him load the gun that he did during the campaign. Oh,
man.
They're like, I'm a regular guy. And he's like fumbling with the gun like he's never used it before. I'm like, yeah, bro, sure you are. Okay. Well, anyway, so that's interesting. So mandatory gun ownership.
Mandatory gun ownership. I need guidance on that. And then I'm going to have to take a class, right? You can't just, I don't know, do you have to take a class or just
should you take a class?
Gun
safety and gun knowledge. Believe me,
right.
You're in a town that requires it. There's going to be plenty of people that would love to take you to go get up to speed. That'll actually be a great way to meet some people. So good for you.
Yeah,
so you
maybe go. I need to join a gun club. I mean, they have gun clubs, right?
Oh, totally.
Isn't that a thing that people do?
Totally, yes.
What if it turns out I've missed my calling, Zay? What if it turns out you may get into it. I'm going to be a natural.
Yeah, you may get into it. Possibly. You never know. My brother, who is a gentleman attorney living in the suburbs, boy, is he a Second Amendment enthusiast. And let me just leave it at that. Like a collection of guns, the likes of which you say to yourself, you're not planning to invade anywhere, are you, bro? And he's got lawyer buddies that have similar collections of it. But then again, he and I grew up in which we had Crossman 760 BB guns as kids in the house. And we terrorized the squirrels in the backyard at 7903 Stirrup Cup Lane in McLean, Virginia. Those poor squirrels, they would have to keep their head on a swivel when they would come up to the bird feeder to sneak a little seed, because my brother's window from his bedroom was in the upper left quadrant of the house, and it was a perfect sniper's nest with access to all the backyard. My window faced the front yard, so there was nothing to shoot out there, or if there was, I wouldn't do it because that's where cars went and other houses were. But into the backyard, look out. So
that's I always wondered what would the purpose would be to give your kid a BB gun, because I feel like the risk utility ratio is off on this. Like so many things can go wrong that are not do not make it worth the trouble to, you know, the benefit of giving your kid a BB gun. I don't know, but that's just me being a worrywart. I don't know.
No, that's a great question. And because I had daughters, I never crossed that bridge as a father.
Same.
But I would assume that, you know, the benefits, this is again where we can get an email from somebody who's got a son. I think, you know, when you give your son a BB gun, you obviously do it with a stern lecture and some lessons and making sure that you're with him when he shoots it for the first couple of times. I guess it instills a sense of responsibility in the child to know that, hey, I have something that can take a small animal's life or could hurt me badly, so I've got to treat it with respect. That's if your son takes to the lessons. If your son is just a miscreant like Donnie Regal was and growing up and he had a Red Ryder BB gun and he would shoot it at me, then they don't always learn the lessons.
Right. That's a perfect case in point. Like I wouldn't want my kid to be that kid, chasing the neighbors around with a BB gun. It seems like a way that I'm going to get myself sued. I don't know. If I'm a parent, I think I'd give that a lot of consideration about not doing it. But
all right, so let's talk some football. Today was a momentous day. Well, not momentous, but it was a newsy day in that the tush push ban proposal put forth by my Green Bay Packers failed.
Yeah. Also known as cowards.
And goes down the drain. Now, part of the reason it was surmised that the Packers suggested it was because this was something the league and Goodell wanted to ban, and that while some teams might have been in favor of it, they didn't want their owner's name attached to it for the very reason you just spit out of your mouth.
Coward. That's right. The cowards. Yeah, right. That's right, because you have an ownerless team. So, you know, who's going to be up in arms about the shareholders wanting this? Right? Nobody.
Well, and I'm a shareholder, worthless stock, and I am fully in favor of banning the play, not just because fuck the Eagles. Anything that can reduce their lethality as a team, I'm for legislating out. I have no shame whatsoever. This whole, you pussy, I'm like, who cares? If I can legislate out your best play and I get the rest of the league to agree, who fucking cares? Now you don't have one of your best plays. The other thing, though, is that I just believe that it has become unofficiable from a technical standpoint. There's too much jumping, flinching, the lining up of helmets, getting low to the ground. Guys are lined up offsides both ways. Yep. And then you had the perverse situation in the NFC title game where backed up down to their minus 1.5 or half inch line, the Commanders just said, well, fuck it. We're going to keep sending a guy over the top, try to guess the snap. There's no penalty for us because a half of a half of a half
of a half
matter.
Of a yard.
Right.
And then we found out, it turns out the referees can just give away touchdowns. I never knew that. That was all new to me.
Unfair act. Although I don't know how they would have invoked that, because the rule which is in there kind of only intended to be implied for a coach comes on the field and tackles a player kind of thing.
But it was, they had that lever to pull, and I think they were waiting on it. I think the refs were waiting. I think somebody was smart enough to have coached up these refs about that possibility that, in this case, the Commanders would do exactly what they did and keep trying to cheat the system. Now, the one thing they could have enforced, I think, Zane, was not allowing the running back to push the quarterback forward. I think that's an enforceable element of that play. But the rest of it, you're right. It's just a big man beef scrum. And God only knows what's going on in the middle of that pack of dudes. And it would have been very hard to legislate. But as I'm sure you know, part of the problem is you've made the most exciting play in football a touchdown.
An automatic boring. Touchdown.
Automatic and boring. And you've taken all the excitement about it. Dude, you know, poor Al Michaels. On Sunday night, he's Sunday night. On Sunday night, can't even start to evoke any sort of vocal modulation around the tush push touchdown. It's just, you know what's coming. You know it's going to work, and you know it's going to be 6 points. And you know what? I'll see you after kickoff.
Although only really Philly and now Buffalo are getting good enough at it where it's seemingly automatic. And I do believe Philly's numbers have gone down a bit since Kelce retired, because he was a key part of it, obviously. So you're right that it's basically automatic, but I just think, you know, and some people were putting out highlights. There was a Packer highlight of Eddie Lacy back before he ate himself out of the league.
Oh, wow.
In which he's running, he's, you know, zigging and zagging. He gets down close to the end zone, gets wrapped up, and another Packer player comes in and crashes into the back of Eddie Lacy to push him into the end zone. And they were saying, well, if you're going to ban pushing a runner, you're going to ban fun-ass plays like this. But your point is, no, you don't have to. You can just say you can't push the quarterback.
Right.
Now that's solved. And I would agree with that. I'd say you either can't push the quarterback or whoever takes the snap cannot be pushed. That would force you to hand the ball off to somebody else to be pushed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
But it's so, you know, it's so dumb that, you know, people say you shouldn't ban it. Just be better, because they ban what else? They ban jumping off somebody's back over the pile.
That's a good point, right? Yeah, you can't try to block an extra point by jumping on somebody's back.
Or even, so, I don't even think you can have a play in which you send a runner as, say, your quarterback takes a knee and then you launch off your quarterback's back like one of those show dogs, the trick dogs that, you know, do performances at halftime.
Yes, yeah, which is pretty awesome, by the way.
And gone in the end zone.
Those dogs, they launch themselves like, I don't know, what do you think, like 20 yards? It's that's nuts.
The other thing that did not pass was the rearrangement of seeding in the playoffs based on pure record and ignoring division champions.
That was the Vikings. That was the Vikings rule.
So the Vikings wanted that. I agree with not changing it. I know that it's weird and wonky that you have either 8-8 or a 9-7, well, 8-9 team or whatever, that you can have skeevy division winners.
Yes.
Host a home game. But I believe in the sanctity of winning your division, you get a home game. If there's any sanctity in that. Maybe there's not.
There is. I mean, because we want to have these divisional games be really meaningful. And yes, sometimes you get, was it Seattle that won their division at 500?
No, they were 7-9.
7-9. Jeez.
The Marshawn Lynch nut grab touchdown after the long run that, you know, went everyone crazy. Yeah. That was against the Saints, and that was they were 7-9 that year.
Wow, and they hosted. They got to host with that, right? So that's the part of it that I think frustrates other people.
The beast quake is what they called it.
Yes, and you know what? That play. I was just talking to somebody else about that play today. Oddly enough,
here it is, right here.
When the Saints have the ball,
can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
What a run! Marshawn Lynch still on his feet. Has blockers now. He's dancing his way for the touchdown.
I mean, just freaking incredible. And that was against the Saints and Drew Brees. Yep, NFC wild card, and they were hosting the game. That made the score 40-30 late in the fourth quarter. What a freaking highlight that is.
That is amazing. And in that moment, those are the kinds of plays where I think we all want to be that player. We want to be in that moment. And we see ourselves as that player to some degree. And those big plays get personalized, at least for me a little bit, where I'm like, oh, man, God, I want to be that guy. I want to live that life.
Also, that was the last year, I believe, the Seahawks had their old color scheme and helmets before they kind of did the modernization of it. I like the current, but I also like the old school one.
Don't like the neon. I don't love it. It's too USFL for me.
Well, yeah, I don't mind the neon accents, but when they go full highlighter, I'm like, I'm out. That's too much.
Yep, agreed.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny Come Latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct.
But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zabe. That's hims.com/zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. Okay, so anything else NFL-wise you want to talk about before we pivot to your beautiful Timberwolves who are down 0-1 in the best of seven?
No, but there was one other virgin thing I want to mention that I forgot about.
Yes, please do.
Because I'll never get back to it. Okay. The other thing I've learned about Virgin, it's a dark sky city, Zabe.
They don't like lights outside.
At night?
Probably have no regulations, lights. Right?
Yep. You can't have, you know, like your outdoor lights all have to be dim, bulbed, yellowy, you know, that orangey, you know, hue. And One of the things that really helped me feel a lot better about my situation in Virgin was a late night walk after the sun went down, and I'm looking up at the stars, and it's dead silent out there. That's another thing. You can't have noise outside after dark, and it's dead silent, and I'm seeing the stars like, you know, normally you'd have to be, you know, out in the country. And it is really cool. And I've only ever seen that one other night in my life. I was in Sedona one night and I saw it there. It's God, that part is That is super, super cool. And you can't pull it off just anywhere, but you can do that in Southern Utah outside of Zion.
I bet it's also kind of spooky the first couple nights because it's jarring to have that much silence, right?
I don't know. For me, it was just incredibly peaceful. And
oh,
super
really?
Cool.
Okay. So it wasn't scary. Yeah. Did you hear coyotes or wolves doing?
Yeah, oh! We've heard coyotes. Yep. We've heard the coyotes almost every night.
Damn.
Yeah, they're out there somewhere. Yeah, maybe coming for Scraps. You know, I'll be doing a little late night potty with Scraps, and then bang, I'm down one less dog.
Oh my God! All right, Timberwolves lose last night. Third quarter spurt by OKC. Edwards, Ant-Man held to 18 points. Says he's got to shoot more. OKC is just so good defensively. They come at you in waves. So athletic, so long. They're so connected defensively. Are you daunted after just one loss on the road?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. It was the only positive really is that some really important, especially bench players, played as badly as possible. But God, the defense that Oklahoma City played was just insane, just swarming. And it was all parts of the court. You know, they never give up on a play.
Yeah.
And you know, you get a rebound, they're not running back to go defend the court. They're on your ass trying to get that ball away from you, and it worked a ton. The Wolves had all those turnovers really throughout the entire game, but especially early in the game. And then the bench was just dreadful. No help from the bench, and that's been a lot of what's carried the Wolves to this point. So I'm a little rattled by that. The game got out of hand in the third, you know, in the third quarter, and then the Wolves had no answer. And I don't know if we've got a good coach or if we've got a really good coach or maybe just a slightly above average coach in Chris Finch, but he's got a response.
Right. How much of NBA talk did you do in the earlier stages of being at KFan? I bet there was a stretch where the Wolves were just so irrelevant that you were almost never talking about them.
Yeah, that's keep in mind, up until really pretty recently, they had the lowest winning percentage of any professional team in any of the four major sports.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yep. The
lowest winning percentage?
Yeah, it was like 350. Yes, really, really bad. So there would be, you know, you'd be slogging through these 22 win seasons, and there wasn't much to talk about. So yeah, there were some really, really down years. And we, you know, like every fan base, we'd fool ourselves thinking, you know, these players who would ultimately not end up panning out would you know, perhaps be good. Yeah. And you know, yeah, you think your team might be better, but
and then yeah, the Garnett years were great. The Garnett years were awesome, right? Because he was, you know, you didn't just have a good team, you had one of the top five players in the league.
Correct. And a Hall of Famer in his prime who ultimately decided to leave us. And we are
how much did that hurt?
So much. So much. It damaged us. And then he went off and, you know, then he won a title with Boston.
Yeah.
We only made one conference championship with Garnett. And that was all we had to hang our hat on as Wolves fans for all this time, was that one season where we made the Western Conference championship. But that was it. Then he left and he promptly won with somebody else. And we got nothing in that trade. We got just, you know,
do you remember what you got, by the way? I'll look it up right now while you try to remember it.
We got a notable player whose name I can't remember, but he was like a B-plus player, not, you know, like an A-plus player, and some picks that didn't end up doing anything for us. I don't remember.
The Celtics sent you Al Jefferson.
Yeah, Al Jefferson. That's exactly
Ryan Gomes, Gerald Green, Theo Ratliff, Sebastian Telfair.
Yuck.
I mean, it's just a bucket of junk for the most part. And this is applicable to what I spent time on this morning on my show on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, which was what trade package hypothetically for Giannis wouldn't make you throw up in your mouth instantly as a Bucks fan.
Right.
And once we got down to the brass tacks, there really wasn't one. I mean, every one of these trades was just, oh my God, are you kidding me? There, you know, the editors at The Athletic that cover basketball, the writers there said, okay, let's whip up a couple trades and we'll let Eric Name, N-E-H-M, who covers the Bucks for The Athletic, we'll let him be the proxy GM for the Bucks. And every one of them, he's like, that's insulting. And then goes on to explain exactly why it's insulting. Another trade proposal included protected picks going to the Bucks, which is a thing in the NBA, such as, well, this is lottery protected or top five protected. Right. He's like, no, let me be clear about this. The Bucks aren't taking any protected picks.
No, back. Of course not.
This is not a discount for one of the best players of this generation.
Help me understand why it is that he's leaving the team.
It's not. No. Here's the thing. He's not. He's not asked for a trade. A lot of people believe he's not going to ask for a trade, but the media has wanted to pry him out of small market Milwaukee for at least 5 years running now. They feel like he doesn't belong there. That'd be better to have him in a bigger market. And so ESPN has been the most shameless purveyor of rumor and innuendo and segment after segment after segment talking about, well, what if the Bucks trade Giannis? Now, the problem is they painted themselves into a corner where they don't really have any good young players. They didn't draft well. They gave away a lot of picks. So they've kind of fucked themselves. But if they were to trade him, they would trade him for so many assets. It'd be like, yeah, sure, Giannis, you can go to this city, but we're going to make that team just like our team right now with you on it.
here's what we've talked about in Minnesota about that is if we had never pulled the trigger on the Gobert trade, we would have the money and the young roster that would attract Giannis and all the picks. We'd have all of our picks back, you know, that we lost in that deal.
How many were there
right now?
Four number ones.
Five first rounders. I think it was five first rounders. Yeah. And so,
you know, the Knicks gave up four first rounders and a swap for Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges has never made an All-Star game.
Good God. The picks, there's no other sport where picks are more worthless, right? If you don't have the half-life on the picks in the NBA, you know, the value drops in half every single selection.
But here's the thing. You say worthless. I think teams are finally realizing, whoa, wait a minute. They're not actually worthless. And that we were treating them incorrectly by flinging them around like Mardi Gras beads for average players. Because there's a lot of teams now really regretting not having those number one picks. And that one of those teams is the Bucks. And they didn't waste theirs, but they spent them on good role players like Drew Holiday. And they were expensive acquisitions along the way. But that's the whole thing about, we're just going to push the pedal to the metal now, and we'll figure out later. You know, the NBA put in a rule where you can't trade multiple years number one picks in a row, that you have to stagger them. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So if you trade your 25th, if your number 2025 pick, you can't trade your 2026. You have to trade your 2027 next, because they realize that teams are going to be trading every first round pick in a row, and that's terrible for the fan base and marketing.
It is
when there's no new guy to say, "Hey, it's new guy, old Johnson Smith, who's coming to the insert NBA team here."
And the other thing it does is it means if you don't win now and you're the Wolves and you give up all these picks, well, what have you set yourself up for the future is a collapse, right? And now if you don't win now, and then in the future you don't have your picks, well, what do you have? Now you've got a franchise in a free fall.
Yeah.
That's potentially awful. And that's not good business. Good business is every fan base starts the season on November 1 thinking, we got a shot.
Right.
That's what the NFL does beautifully.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Are you up for some Jordan Hudson tea before we wrap it up today?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I don't know what the tea part is, but I like
that's what the kids
tea.
Say about rumor and gossip. Spill the tea. So she is, according to sources, told at least one person that she's engaged and will be marrying Bill Belichick before the calendar year is out. likely a Christmas time wedding sometime after the North Carolina football season is over. That's juicy right there. Also,
that is juicy.
Belichick's boat, which had been named Eight Rings in Roman numerals for the eight Super Bowls he's won, six with the Patriots as head coach, two as D coordinator for the Giants, has a new name on the hull of
it. Is it nine rings?
No, it's one plus eight rings.
Oh.
And there are photos of it. And people are saying, well, obviously that's either a reference to the ring that Jordan Hudson is getting or about to get, or it may be one of her cheerleading championships that she won in college, because that's what she won.
Yeah, well, okay. Look, I'm not like you win any if you win a championship at a college level in any sport, congratulations to you. But it's not quite the same as the Super Bowl eight rings. But think about the prenup. That's got it. He better have one. Got to.
Why have a prenup when you're going to get married at a age difference that is obscene, actually, to anyone who understands decent society? I think she's going to get her hooks into a lot of his money. And this is why I think the family is very concerned. When you're in love and you're doing reckless things, you don't suddenly go, I should probably get a legal document that carves her out of any inheritance. Otherwise, why would she be in it? Yeah. She ain't in it for love. She's in it for the money.
See, of course she's in it for the money, but how much money, right? If you have no prenup, then she's going to have a right to everything that he makes from this point forward, the point they get married forward, and maybe even some way to get some scratch from before. Who knows? But you would think the issue wouldn't be whether or not there is a prenup, but how much she's going to get with the prenup. Even with the prenup, she's going to get X number of millions of dollars to help make sure that even after marriage, there's still sex.
Yeah, it's headed towards not happily ever after, but a disaster that is going to play out in slow motion. And then there's a little bit more tea, and that is, according to another story, New York Post, or actually TMZ reported on this, last December at a holiday party in Nantucket, Linda Holiday, remember her? The former sportier, younger, but not obscenely younger, girlfriend of Bill Belichick, she appropriately in her early 50s, blonde and fun.
Right.
She hosted this holiday gathering that was a gala that had a charity element to it. And apparently Jordan Hudson showed up and Linda Holiday was not having it, confronted Hudson on the dance floor and told her to leave. Hudson said, hey, I'm just here trying to enjoy the party. And basically Holiday was like, no, you better leave. Otherwise, something's going to happen. It actually turned out that they had to call security, and security wrote up a blow-by-blow of the incident. So this is not rumor. This is actually in writing about this confrontation between Belichick's ex and this
Belichick
new gold digger.
Right?
Yes.
Belichick had to be there, and he took her as the date to his ex-girlfriend's party?
Well, or he told her, don't come, and she came anyway.
Separately?
Anyway? Who knows? But, a Nantucket source told Page Six, The Post, that his ex, Linda's working the philanthropic and social circles in Nantucket, and Hudson wants to get more involved. She's trying to claim her stake in that social circle, and that's Linda's thing.
How has it turned out that TMZ is a really, really good source? I mean, TMZ doesn't get stuff wrong very often. I think they're sourced extremely well.
Yeah,
I can't remember times when they've put some celebrity on blast and it's turned out to be wrong.
They are in the business of digging up dirt, and they pay sources, and they pay bellmen, and they pay cab drivers and Uber drivers and hotel managers, and they got photogs and paparazzi on the payroll. Yep. They are elite. TMZ breaks all the big stories that the elites don't want broken. TMZ are the ones that caught Tiger Woods, remember? National Inquirer, well, actually National Enquirer, I believe. was going to run the story. Tiger actually stalled the release of that by agreeing to a photo shoot about his fitness routine with Men's Health, which is owned by the same parent company as the Inquirer. He was like,
I did not remember that. Oh my God.
He's like, yeah, I'll do this for you as a solid. And, you know, you need to bury this story. Didn't stay buried forever. Popped back up again, and then it was off to the races.
Man.
Yeah. All right. So you're in Minnesota. You're going to get a garage sale or estate sale. It's not an estate sale. It'd be a garage sale, I guess.
Moving sale, I think, is where you have to open your house and people walk through it and go, I want to buy that. I want to buy that, which seems a little intrusive and a little weird to me.
Yeah, how much do you need the money? Whatever money would be raised.
It's not the money. I just don't want to move this stuff, right? I mean, you have to go through your mind is it worth everything costs me to move in both space and dollars? Do I want to move this? No. Can I get $50 for it? Maybe. Or $5 or 50 cents. It's worth it if I don't want to move it. So maybe it's not about the money. It's getting rid of the stuff.
Maybe a come take it sale. Literally let people loot your house. In a civilized fashion.
That's what happens on the last day of your garage sale is you put it all at the curb and you go to Facebook and you go drive up and take it.
Yeah. All right, Charge. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, my man. Bye-bye.
Packers are short. No way. Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So good day. Good day.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.